Next case is 359, and this was requesting a variance for 15 lots.
Right.
75% of it.
Yep, they're asking for 75% of the lot to have a variance granted, and if he conformed to the ordinance, it would just be a 30% reduction in the lots.
They couldn't meet all of them.
And if he stuck with his original plan.
You wouldn't need this.
You wouldn't need this. This was created by them.
The economy's changed that, I guess.
True, but this was created.
They started getting it.
If I'm not mistaken, he has a bit of a habit of making these requests.
Mm-hmm.
He's no stranger.
Trying to put 10 pounds of taters in a 5-pound bag.
Can't do it. Nope. All right,
last one was down in the same vicinity, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't see where it meets the standards.
Mr. McCabe?
Comment.
All ready? There's no further discussion, and Chair will entertain a motion. We're ready to vote on case number 10,359.
Mr. Chairman, I think that this property can be, in fact, developed in conformity. And therefore, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,359.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,359. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 Not voting.
Okay. All opposed? I mean, yeah. Okay. It'd be the motion would pass. It'd be 4 in favor and 1 not voting. Okay. Next case was tabled. Now, next case.